Blog Talk Radio.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight, no. And now
Well, bless the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, amen. Once again, we welcome each and every one of you to a time of reflection. Amen. This is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. Amen. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundation in Scripture and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. We air daily Tuesday through Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We encourage you to tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Our call-in number is area code 858-683-133, and that's for all of our segments. And we also welcome you to email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Also, we encourage you to like our New Destiny Ministries page on Facebook and Twitter at newdestiny54. You're welcome to listen online and visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. And there you can also hear our archived messages. We have over 1,000 messages in the archives. Amen. So I bless the Lord for each and every one of you again. Amen. We thank God for this wonderful opportunity to come and share the word of God with you on today. We're going to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into what the Lord has laid on our hearts to speak into your hearing on today. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, God, thanking you for this wonderful opportunity. Thanking you, Lord God, for allowing us to live and move and have our being in you, Christ Jesus. Lord God, we asking you to go before us on today, God. We asking you, Lord God, to anoint these lips of clay. Lord God, we asking you to speak a word into the hearing of your people, Lord God. Somebody needs to hear a word from you. Somebody needs to be encouraged today, God. Somebody needs to be enhanced today. Somebody needs to be enlightened and empowered today, God. Somebody needs to know that you haven't forgotten about them. Lord God, and through all of our tests, through all of our trials, through all of our frustrations, through all of our disappointments, God, help us to look into the hills from whence cometh our help. Lord God, for we know that all of our help comes from you. Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, for you said in your word, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But you declared in your word that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Lord God, and you promised us in your word that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf, you promised us, that it will not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Lord God, we are claiming that word today for each and every listener on this broadcast, God, those that may come into the chat room later, and even those that may visit us later. God, we pray a special anointing upon the hearers and also the doers of your word, God. Oh, God, we asking you to continue to remember this nation as a whole. God, remember our children. Remember our grandchildren, Lord God. Remember our extended family. Lord God, we pray for the leaders all over the nations. We pray for the fivefold ministry. We pray for every apostle. We pray for every prophet. We pray for every evangelist. We pray for every pastor and teacher, God, that you will continue continue to anoint them, God, that you will continue to lead and guide them. God, you said in your word that you would give us prophets according to thine own heart, which shall feed us with knowledge and understanding, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for we're going to continue to trust in your word, God. For you said to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge you, God, and you will direct our paths. God, I bring my children before you today, God. I bring my siblings before you today, God. I bring Dawn, hallelujah. I bring Errol, hallelujah. I bring Burns, I bring Sherita, I bring Andrew, I bring Terry, I bring Danielle before you today, God. Oh, God, I bring Andrew before you today, God. God, I'm asking you to do something in them, God. Oh, continue to, hallelujah, touch our hearts and comfort us, God. Oh, God, as we're still grieving at the loss of our mother, God, I pray a special blessing on my nieces and my nephews, God. I pray a special blessing on my aunts and my uncles today, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you, God, to, hallelujah, go into the prisons today, God. I'm asking you to visit Angola, Louisiana, God. I have a son there, God. And not only touch him, but touch all the men that are in prison all over this country, God. Oh, God, I pray a special prayer for my son, Jamar, God. Oh, God, that you would deal with his heart, God. Hallelujah, for you promised me, God, that my seed would be blessed, God. Hallelujah. And I pray for Jamar, God, that you would deal with him, God. Don't let him rest until he surrender, God, that he surrender all to you, God. I pray for my cousin back today, God. I pray for Stephen Bolton and Rodney Bolton on today, God. Oh, God, I pray, hallelujah, for my sister Danielle and all those that are connected to her today, God. I pray, hallelujah, that you would give our mind, God, to serve you. I pray, God, that you would surrender all, God, and that she would cling to you, God, and that she would remember from whence you brought her from, God. Oh, I pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, for Bishop Leo Lewis today, God. I pray, hallelujah, for Bishop Alfred Singleton and Winston Singleton today, God. I pray for Dr. Winston Singleton today, God. I pray for Pastor R.C. Blakeson, Pastor Samuel Blakeson, Mother Lois Blakeson, hallelujah, Lady Lisa Blakeson today, God. I pray for the Newhall Ministry family today, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, I pray for the Pentecostal churches of the apostolic faith, God. Oh, God, and I pray for my cousin, Prophetess Theodore Glover, God. Oh, God, you know everything that's going on in our life, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you, God, to restore everything that the cankerworm, hallelujah, tried to eat up, God, on our behalf, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch her body, God. And everything that she needs, God, healing for our body, God, healing for our soul, God. I pray for our finances today, God. I pray for Sister Ruby Larry today, God. I'm asking you to remember her in a special way, God. I pray for Pastor Gloria Smith today and Elder Randy Smith. Hallelujah. I pray for Lachey. I pray for the sons and daughters of promise today, God. Oh, God, I pray for Pastor Carmen Lee Lawson today, God. I pray for her ministry, God. I pray for Bishop Shante Sutton today, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray, hallelujah, for all those bishops, amen, that was elevated, hallelujah, in the family of churches international, God. I pray for them today, God. Hallelujah. I pray for the seniors here at St. Martin's Manor, God. I pray that you will continue to touch them, God. Hallelujah. I pray, for our children, God, as they get ready to return back to school, God. Let your angels, hallelujah, let your angels be in charge and camped around them, God. I pray, hallelujah, for Tanya today, God. I pray, hallelujah, for Santana today, God. Hallelujah. I pray for those that are being used of God. I pray for Amir Baraka today, God. I pray for the city of New Orleans today, God. I pray for the mayors. I pray for the police chief today, God. Hallelujah. I pray for all those that are in offices here, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for O.J. Simpson and his family today, God. I pray for that family, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray, God, that you will continue to use us, God, for your glory, God. Help us to know, God, that today is the day that you have made. Help us to rejoice and be glad in it, God. Help us to hearken to your voice, God. Help us, Lord God, not to walk in lasciviousness, God. Hallelujah. I bind the hand of the enemy right now, God. Hallelujah. I bind everything that's nasty, that's cruel, that's ugly. I bind it and I send it back to the pits of hell, God. I pray for Sister Corinthian Jones today, God, and that family, God. I pray for them in the name of Jesus, God. I pray for my brother Burns today, God. Oh, God, I pray for Wilbur today, God. I pray for his sister that lost her house. Hallelujah, in the fire, God. Hallelujah, I'm asking you to restore everything that she had need of, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I pray for peace in my spirit, God. I pray for Minister Aaron Singleton today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, God. I pray for my cousins in Sacramento, Minister Teresa Singleton today, God. I pray for Prophet Cheryl Harrison today and Bishop Eddie, God. I pray for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. I pray for Brother Chad Bradford, God, and his family, the Bradford family, the Bolton family, the Sanders family. I pray for the Bernard family today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Oh, I give you praise today, God. I pray for Prophet George Spence today. I pray for Prophet Darlene Davis today, God. I pray, hallelujah, for Lady Carol Stafford today, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I pray for Pastor Beatrice Morton today, God. I pray for Prophet Michael Lewis today, God. I pray for all of the listeners today, God. Sister Albertine, God. I pray for Sister Albertine Bobo today, God. I pray for Sister Cammy today, God, and all of the listeners that were a part of this broadcast, God. I pray for them. I pray for Minister Billy Burns and Elder Albert Burns today, God. God, you know the needs of your people. I pray for Bishop Jesse Grant and Lady Linda Grant today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, we bind you. You have been bound. Hallelujah. And the scripture told us whatever we bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. Hallelujah. I bind you today, all of your works. I bind every seducing spirit that would come and try to hinder God's people. I bind them in the name of Jesus. And I say, thank you, Lord God. For you, God, and you, God, all alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, for being mindful of us, God. I thank you, hallelujah, for making provision for us, God. I thank you for being the caretaker, God. I thank you, hallelujah, for being the good husbandman. God, I thank you, hallelujah, and I give you glory for it today, God. I pray for Pastor Michelle Burke Connolly today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, it knows that I didn't call out names, God. You know who they are, God. I pray for my niece, Glenisha, next today, God. I pray for Kenyel, Darielle, Lamondo, and Rayel, God. I pray for them in the name of Jesus. Caden and AJ and Bentley and Bailey. Hallelujah. I pray for them today, God. Hallelujah. And even the unborn baby, Lyric, God. I pray for her today, God. I pray for China today and her family, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, God. We thank you today, God. God, and as I was contemplating on this subject today, the choice is yours. Hallelujah. The choice is yours, people. The choice is yours. The Lord took me, and I'm not going to hold you long today. Lord God, I'm asking you to touch my body today, God. not feeling the greatest, hallelujah, hallelujah, but I'm claiming healing in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'm laying hands on myself right now in the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, God. I'm asking you to touch me, God. Give me a word, a word to impart to your people, God. Help us, God. Hallelujah. Give us a willing heart, God. Give us a willing mind, Lord God, that we will receive what thus say the Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about the choice is yours. God, how many know, hallelujah, that God won't twist our arms to serve him? How many know, how you don't know, Moshiach, that he said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. How many know, hallelujah, that God has given us a will? Amen. He's given us a will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's given us a mind where we can decipher between what is good and what is evil. Hallelujah. What is righteous and what is unrighteous. Hallelujah. God has given us a choice. Hallelujah. Given us an opportunity. The scripture said, hallelujah, that God's spirit won't always strive with man. Hallelujah. How many know God's spirit is not going to always strive with us? Hallelujah. And that's why we have to be mindful. We have to be mindful of the day and the hour that we're living in, people of God. Hallelujah. We're going to invite your attention to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Hallelujah. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Hallelujah. This particular, hallelujah, this particular chapter in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, hallelujah, it has, you know, the Mosiah, 68 verses, hallelujah, in the first 14 verses are verses of promises, hallelujah, blessings, hallelujah, hallelujah. So how many know if the first 14 are promises of blessings, then that mean, amen, if there are 68 verses, that mean the next 54, hallelujah, is against you. Oh, glory to God. Hear me today, people of God. Hallelujah. God is telling us the choice is ours. Hallelujah. The choice is yours today. You can choose blessings, or you can choose cursing. What would you choose today? As we talked on the other day, on the other evening, we talked about Joshua, how he said, for me and my house, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. But he also admonished the people of Israel. He said, choose this day whom you're going to serve. Hallelujah. Know that if you serve God, you will be blessed. But notice, if you serve, hallelujah, someone other than God, hallelujah, you will be cursed. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. So we praise God today, hallelujah. We thank God for you. Amen, amen. We're going to look at, hallelujah, Deuteronomy chapter 28, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. We're talking about the choice is yours. Do you want to be blessed today? If you want to be blessed today, hallelujah, the Lord told me to impart these words, hallelujah, the Holy Scripture into your hearing on today. Verse 28, chapter 28, Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I'm going to be reading today out the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Well, amen. The New Living Translation makes it a more, make the scripture a little more modern, where you can be able to understand clearly what thus say the Lord. It says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. Verse 2 says, and you will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Verse 3 says, your towns and your fields will be blessed. Ah, God, if you obey the Lord, if you make a decision that you're going to serve him, If your choice is God today, he said your towns and your fields will be blessed. Verse 4 says your children and your crops will be blessed. It's automatic that your children are going to be blessed and your crops will be blessed. He said the offspring of your herd, not only your children but your herd, hallelujah, that the Lord is going to give you to feed you and nourish you and flock will be blessed. He said, verse 5, your fruit baskets and bread boards will be blessed. Verse 6 says, wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer. Listen, people of God. This is if you make Jesus your choice. If you decide to follow God today, the Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. So if they attack you in one way, God said he's going to scatter them in seven. Verse 8 says, the Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do. Listen at what God is saying. The Lord will guarantee. Who in the world can guarantee us anything? God. Guarantee. Let's look at that. The Lord said he's going to guarantee. He's going to guarantee. Who can guarantee us anything? Guarantee. What does that word say about guarantee? It says a promise or assurance. God has promised us. Glory to God. He has promised us in verse 8 that the Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything. Not some things, but everything you do, and will fill your storehouses with grain. Guarantee. It's a promise. It's an assurance that something is of specified quality, content, benefit, or that it will perform satisfactorily for a given length of time. Something that assures a particular outcome or condition. God is the only one that can assure a particular outcome or condition. Lord, I love you today. God, the Lord took me to this today. We're talking about the choice is yours. He said, the Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. So he's already has a land that's prepared, hallelujah, with milk and honey for those that decide to follow him, for those that decide they're going to serve him. Verse 9 says, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he swore he would do. Establish you. What are you saying to us today, Lord God? Establish you. God said he's going to establish you. What does that say? Establish. He's going to build or bring into being on a firm or stable basis. He's going to show us that he is valid, that he is true. He's going to install or settle us in a position, place, or business. He's going to cause us to be accepted or recognized. He's going to cause us to be appointed permanently. Hallelujah. Establish us. Glory to God. God is the only one can establish us like that. Ah, God, I bless you today. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he swore he would do. Verse 10 says, then all the nations of the world, after God establishes, he says, all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. What are you saying to us today, God? He's saying after he establishes, the world are going to see that we're his. The world are going to know, ah, God, that we have the mark of Jesus Christ on us, and they will stand in awe. They're going to be in awe of us. Why? Because God's glory is going to shine in our lives. That word awe, an overwhelming feeling of reverence. Hallelujah. They're going to reverence us. Admiration, fear, produced by that which is grand, sublime, extremely powerful, or the like, power to inspire fear or reverence. So they're not just going to reverence us. They're going to be in fear of us because of the mighty works of our Lord, our God. Because of God's mighty work, they're going to be in awe of us. So that means whatever our hands find to do, God is going to prosper it. Because he says we're blessed in the fields. We blessed when we come. We blessed when we go. We blessed in the city. Everything about us is blessed. We're going to be living in a state of bliss, a state of blissfulness. Glory to God. Verse 11 says, the Lord God, listen, will give you prosperity in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. So what are you saying, Sister Bernard? You don't have to wait on the prophet to tell you you're blessed. You don't have to wait on the prophet to tell you people are going to be in awe of you. You don't have to wait on the prophet to tell you God going to establish you. His word have already declared it. It's declared in his word. Therefore, all I have to do is take God's word face value. Hey, it may not come tomorrow. It may not come next year. But just know if God said it, that settles it. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his way, the Lord will establish you. I'm at verse 11 now. The Lord will give you again. I'm reading it again. The Lord, because I want you all to hear today. I want you all to make the right choice, make the decision to follow God. The Lord will give you prosperity in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you, blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. So therefore, you're not going to be in need of anything. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work you do. Everything you do is going to be blessed. Everything you do is going to prosper. And listen what he says in verse 12 still. You will lend, you will lend, to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. What are you saying, Lord of God? Lord God, we don't need Russia. Hallelujah, we're living in the United States. God have already declared some things about this nation, but this nation must turn to God. First Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name, if my people who are called by my name if they would humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, then shall you hear from heaven. God has just not given us these blessings just because he don't have anything to do. He has a chosen people. He has a people that he has chosen to bless. But you can be one of those people. How, Sister Bernard, am I going to be one of those people? Well, when you make a decision that you're going to give your life to the Lord, when you make a decision that I'm tired of suffering, when you make a decision, when you make a decision that I'm going to serve God, hallelujah, don't, Job said, don't he slay me, yet will I serve him. I don't think there's no character in the Bible that suffered like Job. Job suffered other than Jesus Christ, because we know he was whipped with many stripes. Oh, glory to God. But Job declared, don't you slay me, yet will I trust you. Ah, glory to God. We all know the story of Job, how his wife even told him to curse God, how Satan came before the Lord and asked the Lord to touch everything that he had, and won't he curse you? He told the Lord that, and the Lord said, no, my servant Job, he'll never curse me. He'll never deny me. Glory to God. But Satan was so shrewd. The Lord already knew who would win the battle. The Lord already knew that Satan's arms was too short to box with him. Glory to God. God already knew the outcome. He knew Job would be frustrated. He knew Job would be disappointed. He knew Job would be heartbroken. But my Bible tells me the latter end of Job's life was greater than the former. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what God will do for you. He said you'll never need to borrow from the other nations. 13 said, if you listen to these commands of the Lord your God, that I am, Sister Bernard is giving you this today from the word of God, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head. What did you say, Lord? Hallelujah. Sister Bernard is just reading the scripture today, but God already declared it in his word, that if you carefully obey the words, the commands, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you will always be where? On top and never at the bottom. Ah, glory to God. The Lord said, I will make you the head and not the tail. And you will always be on top. Ah, glory to God. How many out there want to be on top today? And never at the bottom. Verse 14 says, you must not turn away from any of the commands I am giving you today. Nor follow after other gods and worship them. You know, many of us, some of us have other gods. Ah, glory to God. Some of us have other gods. Glory to God. And you say, how are you saying that? I'm serving the Lord. You're serving the Lord, but you may be influenced. We talked about that word, influence. You may be influenced, amen, by your children. You may be influenced by your family. You may be influenced by your neighbors. You may be influenced by your fiance. You may be influenced by your wife or your husband. Glory to God. You know, sometimes we can make them gods in our lives, but they're little gods. How many know there's only one God? And that's the true and living God. Amen. He's the creator of heaven and earth. Glory to God. Have no other God before me. Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. We read out the New Living Translation. He said, if you don't follow after other gods and worship them, I am going to do everything that I stated above. Now, I'm not going to go into verse 15, because verse 15 through verse 68, it's going to declare curses. But those of us that have accepted the Lord as our personal Savior, and we have decided to follow God, those are the people that's going to walk in those first 14 verses of chapter 28. Oh, glory to God. Those are the ones that's going to walk in those. Amen, amen. The choice is yours today. The choice is yours today. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, it says, I call heaven and earth. The Lord said, I'm calling heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you. God is telling us today, people, he has set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. No more shy. Life and death. Turn there. Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy 30, verses 19. Glory to God. This is not my word, people of God. This is God's word today. Because God wants us to walk in blessings. Walk in blessings. Verse 19 say, today, I'm reading out the New Living Translation now. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness, listen to this, to witness the choice you make. God is going to be a witness against the choices that we make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land. How many want to live long today? How many are willing to denounce the things of Satan? How many are willing to denounce unrighteousness? Denounce it today. Glory to God. How many are willing to denounce sickness today and rather get healing? How many are willing? Well, these are the consequences of not serving God, of making the wrong decisions, making the wrong choices in life. We can choose righteousness and be blessed, or we can choose unrighteousness and be cursed. We can choose healing and be blessed, or choose sickness and be cursed. We can choose prosperity and be blessed, or choose poverty and be cursed. We can choose love and be blessed, or choose hate and be cursed. We can choose success and be blessed, or we can choose failure and be cursed. How many are willing to receive righteousness, healing, prosperity, love, and walk in the blessings of God. Ah, that's all God gave me to you, gave to me for you today. And for those of you that's in the chat room and those that may come back and listen at a later time and later date, the Lord is saying the choice is yours. The choice is yours. I wasn't feeling real good in my body today, but I've been mandated to get on this line. I've been mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've been mandated, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm feeling, hallelujah, God will give me grace to get through it all. Why? Because I made a decision. I made a decision. I made a choice to serve God. Hallelujah. I know how it feels to serve someone else. I know how it feels to be on the other side of the fence. I know how it feels to be ostracized, criticized, traumatized. I know how it feels, baby, because I've been there. Hallelujah. I have my own testimony, like many of you all. Your testimony is not mine, and mine is not yours, but we all have one. Glory to God. We all have a testimony. Glory to God. Lord, I bless you today. The choice is yours, people of God. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. How many want to walk in the blessings of God? How many want to walk in the prosperity of God? How many want their children blessed? How many want to see their families blessed? How many want to have good success? How many want to love like Jesus said? Hallelujah. How many want to be healed? Hallelujah. And walk in healing every day. Sickness don't come nigh you. How many want to live long lives? Well, if you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, and you implement them in your everyday life, guess what? You'll be able to be established. God said, I'll establish you where everyone in the world will be in awe of you. Not in awe of your title. Hallelujah. God is the one that promotes. He's the one that elevates. Not in awe because you're an apostle, you're a prophet, you're an evangelist, you're a pastor, a teacher. No, but God going to make the nations in the world in awe of you because you're walking in the blessings of God. You're walking in the commands of God. Hallelujah. And the scripture says the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. Hallelujah. But when you decide to bless yourself, there's going to be some sorrow. But when you allow God to bless you, he said it added no sorrow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the Lord told me to get back on Blog Talk, I'm still grieving my mother. Ah, I cry every night, every other night. Tears in my eyes. I have a picture of my mother on my phone. And every time I look at my dear mother, tears well up in my eyes. But I know she's in a better place. I knew finished her course. I knew, hallelujah, how she loved her children and she loved her family. How, why? Because she demonstrated it daily. Ah, the provisions that she made for her children and her family, she did it daily. The world was able to see it. And that's how God going to allow the world to see you. When you began to obey him, when you began to walk in the ways that he have already outlined for your life, hallelujah. You see, the Bible is our roadmap. It's our roadmap. It's our navigation system. And all we have to do is tap into it. Mm-hmm. Tap into it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For 63 years, I was privileged to have a mother in my life. First 30 years of my life, I just did things that tormented and frustrated my mother. Glory to God. But I blessed the Lord in 1984. He gave me a mind to get out of this horrible place that I was in. He gave me an opportunity to get out. That's been 33 years ago, approaching 33 years. And I left running for my life. God blessed me with the wonderful opportunity to raise my children in California, not knowing that my daughter was going to be murdered in 1999, and I was going to have to start all over again raising grandchildren. But now, today is 2017. All of my grandchildren, they're adults now. The last one just turned 20 years old in March. Now they are having children of their own. God has blessed me to see my seed and my seed seed. God has blessed me to see that. And I'm still able, hallelujah, to behold them. I'm still able to walk uprightly before them. I'm still able to leave them some wisdom and knowledge. I'm still able to tell them serving God will pay off. Hallelujah. To Jesus, it will pay off. It will pay off. Amen, amen. I see a dear friend of mine, this woman of God, I think it's her. I don't know if she's able to talk, Pastor Carmen Lee. Been such a blessing in my life. We don't talk every day, but she was one of the first, was one of the first women other than Pastor Gloria that embraced me here in this city. She was there when I was ordained. Hallelujah. She was right there as an armor bearer to me. Amen. I'll never forget her. Amen. She's an author. She's a mother, she's a pastor, she's an evangelist, she's a prophetess, she's a woman that loved the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, and I bless the Lord for her. She's no longer here in the city of New Orleans. The Lord brought her out of this place, amen, and brought her into a new place there in Dallas, and she's doing a great work. She just finished writing a book, Wilderness, and I haven't gotten through the whole book yet, Dr. Carmen Lee, Pastor Carmen Lee, but I want you to know that I love you and I support everything that you're doing, and I have watched this woman since I've been here in this city, amen, and she have been a woman that whatever she say out of her mouth, you can look for it to come to pass, amen. She's not none to be fleecing people for money. She's not one to be fleecing people for positions or titles. Amen. She just quietly do what the Lord has given her to do. Amen. So I thank God for her. I'm going to open her line. Hallelujah. And I see Minister Aaron on the line. See a couple of more callers on the line. Amen. I didn't have anything deep. The Lord just told me to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and read out the New Living Translation about the blessings of the Lord. But in order for us to receive that, we have to make a choice. We have to make a decision, amen, to walk in the blessings, because I don't want cursing to be upon my life. Hallelujah. The Bible said the curse of the Lord is at the house of the wicked. Amen. And I declare my house to be blessed. Therefore, I'm going to walk in the blessings of God. Amen, amen. God bless you all. We appreciate you. Pastor Carmelita, is that you on the line? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Area code 972. The last four of your numbers.
Thank you. It's your sister. It's your sister,
Dawn. Yes. God bless you, woman of God.
This your sister Dawn.
I can hear you.
Hello?
Hello, that's Dawn. God bless you, my sister.
Yeah.
That's
I was
my
listening
dear
to
sister.
You.
She She had been having trouble getting on the line, but she's on here today. And I tell you, she has been a faithful listener of this broadcast. She's been a great supporter of not only this broadcast, of me as a sister and as a friend. And I tell you, since I've been back here in New Orleans, hallelujah, we have grown more closer to one another. I love her. This is my mother's oldest child, her first child, firstborn, Dawn Marie. Amen. God bless you, Dawn.
Okay. God bless you too, Adrian.
Did you want to say anything to the people?
Well, I enjoyed the service today. I got on my phone, won't do it, so I'm on another phone. I just had to call in. And whenever I get a chance, I'll do it again, and I bless you. And God bless you, too. Thank you.
Amen.
For that wonderful.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate
you. Obey God. And I know if you obey God, everything's going to come to pass.
Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I just pray right now, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen my sister. Lord God, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to remember her children, remember her grandchildren, Lord God. Bless her finances, God. I bring even her son Jarvis before you right now, God. And Lord God, I'm asking you to deal with Jarvis' heart, Lord God, where he will surrender all, God, and he would give his life to you, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to let your blood cover Dawn. Bless her in her going out and her coming in, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, remember Miss Archie, Lord God, that's been a friend to her there in that city, God. Remember our past and all those that she fellowship with, God. We asking you to continue to anoint
yes,
them,
Lord.
God, and cover them with your blood. In the precious yes. name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen,
amen,
amen. I'm going to open up Minister Aaron's line, my cousin, dear cousin out of Lansing, Michigan. God bless you, Aaron.
Praise the Lord, everybody. How you doing? My cousin on it, that's from down there in Texas, downtown, just like Mama that passed away. She sounds just like her. Oh, my God. I think the Lord put her voice on her voice. But I'm just wanting to let y'all know that the Lord put in my spirit just now that when you obey him, doors will be open for you. When you obey him and do what he wants you to do, besides how things is going around in your life, don't look like it's coming to pass. God said, wait, be a good encourage, and he should direct thy heart. He said, wait.
It's
like Psalms chapter 27. Wait. If we wait on God, it ain't saying it ain't going to happen. It's coming to pass, but when you obey him, and you hear the voice of the Lord, what he's going to tell you, what he's going to do, you got to wait. And God put that in my spirit. I forgot about the line that you was teaching today, Adrian. I forgot all about that, evangelist, Adrian. I forgot. I jumped on it just now, and the Lord had me to jump on it. And I jumped on it, and that's when you were teaching about that, you know, listening to what God wants you to do. But when you obey him and do what he wants you to do, doors are going to be open. Weeping may do for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. God wants you to praise him before it even come to pass. Praise him because this is the year for blessings to come your way. This is the year that God is moving in a time like this, and the devil can't do nothing about it. All you can do is laugh at him like God laughed at him, thinking he's going to let him know he can't do nothing. So that's what's put in my spirit. And I'm just letting you know, you did an awesome. I know you tore it up, my cousin. I know you did. I know you tore it up. But I just came on the tail end. Something is about
to happen.
Right. That's what the Lord put in my spirit. Okay. Something is about to happen because you obeyed him. When you obeyed him, he's going to open doors for you. Because everything you do, he's opening doors for you. You done honor your mother and father. You done did the things God wants you to do. Now blessings are coming your way. It's coming in your way sooner than what you think. God doing things now. The ones that suffered, he's doing things now. The one that been through, he's doing things now. People said you'll never be nothing. He's doing things now. He's a now-time God. He's a now-time God. You done paid your price. You done suffered. You done did what he told you to do. He said stand still and see the hand of God move in your life. You ain't seen nothing yet. God is speaking that in my spirit right now to tell you that. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Thank you, God.
Wait.
Thank you.
Patiently, oh God. You done did what you could do. Mama gone. Evan, you done did your thing. Now it's time for you to wait. And people think it's a joke. This ain't no joke. The ones that suffered, the ones that went, is blessing themselves, like you was talking earlier. The ones that went, they blessing themselves. But the ones that suffered like we are, them the ones God is raining on. Yeah, everybody looking at us, laughing, joking, and doing this and that, but that's all right. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let you go. God put in my spirit, when you forgive the ones that spicely used you and did you dirty, when you can forgive them, because God ain't looking at you suffering. He's looking at the way you forgive. Because when you can forgive, doors going to be open. Don't matter what the devil is, no matter what's open. When you forgive, that's how God bless. When you forgive everything. He's opening doors for you when you forgive. So that's what I'm doing. We wait, and they don't have to wait no more. It's right now. God just wants you to praise him before it come to pass.
Hey,
so whatever you do this time, you opening this broadcast, you open it at the right timing. This is the timing, God. The timing. He allowed that to happen so you can suffer and go through. Now it's the time. You're going to have all kind of folks getting on this line. And this time they're going to give. They're going to say, what should I give to you? What do you want? You ain't got to ask for nothing. It's coming just like that. It's coming just like that. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, we the head and not the tail. We the lender, not the borrower. That's the one you ain't going to have to lend. He said you gonna be, they're going to be giving stuff to you. So I'm telling
you,
sister, my brother's on the line. I'm telling you, what the devil meant for evil, should have been took you out. God meant for good. So you're suffering for a little bit, and God going to reign with you. So time is winding up. We're not playing church on this line. This is about holiness. And my cousin Agent, you done been there and did all that. Now God is opening doors for you at the time
Thank
like
you,
this.
God
got you in New Orleans in the right timing. Our family don't believe it. Certain people don't believe it. So what? It don't matter. So what? You're going to see it sooner or later. Because God ain't holding.
Thank you,
and time is winding up. And God is coming. Ain't no plan.
Thank you.
All the stuff that's going on in this world, God is coming. He's not playing with folks. He's not playing games. You're going to have to get right before you do it. You ain't right. How you going to get right and you ain't right? Come on. Please. We done been there and did all that. Time winding up. We ain't playing church. So I just sit there to talk like that with confidence. Because I know what God is doing.
Thank you, God.
With confidence,
you,
I know what he's going to do.
All
I ain't got to worry about
Michigan, I thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My cousin Aaron, I tell you, he's been a blessing. He has spoken things in my life, and they have come to pass. And I don't know of anybody he's spoken in their life, and it did not come to pass. So I pray that God will continue to use you, Aaron, for his glory. Amen. For his glory to be manifested in the earth in this season. Amen, amen. I see Mr. Freddie on the line. I don't know if he's able to say anything. He is. His line is open.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go back to God bless you.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, it's me. It was a beautiful sermon. You know, and what you're saying, you know, that's the truth. You know, when you obey the Almighty, the Almighty going to take care of you. You know? And that's what I've been trying to do. You know, I've been trying to be obedient, say my prayers, and, you know, and trying to stay focused, you know. And that's very important, you know. As long as you obey him, everything going to happen good for you. So, you know, that was all right. That was beautiful.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. I pray that somebody was blessed today by this word. It's short and sweet, and that's all. When God gives you something, you don't have to add to it, and you don't have to take away. Just say what the Lord say and be done. Amen. So we're going to sign on off. I'm going to have Aaron to close out with a word of prayer, and then we're going to close out with a song. We'll be back on next Tuesday. Amen. We are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Looking to get some more speakers on the line, and many of our listeners don't even know that we're back on. I haven't been able to really promote and get the information out through text, but we'll start working on that this weekend. where next weekend we'll have some more speakers that will be coming on the line. Amen. So if you know anybody that have tuned into the line, invite someone to come on and be encouraged with the word. We're just here to encourage you, to inspire you, and to enlighten and empower you. That's it. That's it. We have no other ulterior motive other than to just teach and preach the word of God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go back to Minister Aaron and let him close us out with a word of prayer. God bless you, Aaron.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you. I feel led like that because I was going to tell you God wanted me to do something for, you know, something special. But I'm a leader in prayer. I just wanted to put it in your spirit, whatever you're asking God for. And I ain't talking about money and stuff and things. I'm talking about for your calling, for whatever you want, because that's going to come. I'm not worried about that. But whatever you're asking God for, have it in your heart, because when I pray, I can see things coming to pass this year. Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, let your blood prevail, God. We come against every stronghold. We come against every demonic spirit, everything that's not like you, God. We cast it down in the lake of fire. We plead the blood of Jesus on this line. Oh, God, thank you for
Lord.
My cousin getting back on this line, God. With the enemy meant for good, meant for evil in the past for her, you meant for good, God. That's what you had other people
Lord.
Working for. It didn't come to pass. That's all right, Father, but open doors for her right now. Put in a different type of race of people that come on this line. Bless people that got something that want to help her, encourage her, God, and lift her up, God. Help her, God, in these last and evil days. Bind the devil. He's a lying wonder. He's mad and upset. But we laugh at you because you a coward. You ain't about nothing.
Hey.
We plead the blood of Jesus over our life. We know things are coming to pass in our life. We believe in faith
yes,
and works in death, God. Let your will be done. Don't let this prayer by my tekobo shanda ikaratate mo shanda akabo shanda ikorikara. We plead the blood of Jesus on this line. We believe that doors are going to be open on this line. We believe healing is going to be open on this line. We believe things is going to come to pass. People going to start giving and blessing it on this line. People going to start coming on this line. God, I see it in the midst of prayer. I see it. Things are going to come to pass. Because without you, we can't do nothing. Oh, God, let your will be done on this line. Bless my cousin, Adrian. Bless her, God. Bind the devil. Touch her right now. Give her strength. Father,
yes,
we let
God.
Your will be done. Even the people that are getting on the ground, we're going through something today, God. But we know without you, we can't do nothing. Yes, we may do for another. Joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. Let your will be done. We pray right now. And in Jesus' holy name, don't let us be the same off this prayer. Let your will be done, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, God. Amen. You all have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed week.
Never would have made it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Never could have made it without
you. Glory.
I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it
without you.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And
what?
I can say I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey.
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend.